Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. In a stunning case of misconduct, Gamescraft's former chief financial officer, Ramesh Prabhu, admitted to diverting company funds into F&O trading over nearly 5 years, racking up losses of more than 250 crore rupees. According to Kristen Matthew Phillip and Vikas SN, Prabhu confessed via email that his actions were a serious breach of trust placed in him and insisted that no other employees were complicit or aware of the scheme. From corporate scandal to relief. Drug makers can breathe easier as the GST rate cuts kick in. Meghna Mittal reports that companies won't have to recall or relabel medicines released in the market before September 22nd. Instead, they can issue revised price lists to dealers and retailers to reflect the updated GST rates, saving the sector from a serious logistical headache. Staying with GST, Meghna also reports that the government will soon issue a notification to retain the 12% GST rate on bricks and 28% on tobacco products. The notification will clarify that bricks will continue to attract the 12% rate, while tobacco products will remain in the 28% slab with compensation cess until COVID-era borrowings are fully repaid, after which they will shift to a 40% GST rate with an additional levy. Turning to IPO news, Manipal Hospitals has revived plans for one of Asia's biggest healthcare IPOs after acquiring Sayadri Hospitals and has sought a revised listing valuation from its advisors, reports Ashwin Mohan. The company may avail of SEBI's relaxed norms for large issuers, which allow for a minimum public offer of 6,250 crore rupees and 2.75% dilution of post-issue market cap if the listing valuation exceeds 1 lakh crore rupees. Investor excitement about IPOs is surging again, along with their grey market premiums or GMP. Urban Komapny's GMP is at nearly 55% above its issue price of 103 rupees, and other IPOs such as Srinagar House of Mangalsutra and Dave Accelerator are also seeing heavy bidding, reports Ravindra Sonwane. Experts, however, warn that relying on GMP as an investment metric is not advisable due to the unregulated and speculative nature of the market. Meanwhile, India's northeast is becoming stronger. The region's share of India's GDP has risen from 2.6% in 2011 to 12 to nearly 6% in 2012, 2024 to 25, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. The region's growth is driven by infrastructure upgrades, tourism and agro-processing, with government spending and improved security also playing a key role in drawing private investments. On the eve of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday, Gaurav Chaudhary reflects on his reform playbook that has shaped India's growth story over the past decade. And in this piece, Rajesh Kumar Singh shares five heartfelt stories that reveal the human being behind the politician. Also, check out this photo essay that offers rare glimpses into his journey. And finally, a note for taxpayers. After yesterday's deadline chaos, the CBDT extended the income tax return filing due date by a day, but Tina Jane Kaushal advises taxpayers to file early in the future to avoid glitches, carry forward losses smoothly, and secure faster refunds. A little preparation, she writes, makes for a stress-free experience. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.